So we come out in the world to remind people that God does not want your scrap on Sunday or whatever your religious day is. God is looking for a living sacrifice every single day. Jesus said when asked, what is the great commandment? He said to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And to love your neighbor as yourself. Are you loving your neighbor as yourself today? I am, because I love you. I want you to know the truth. And then are you loving God with all that you are? If you haven't woken up today and said, Lord, I'm yours. Thank you for this day. I'll live. I'll obey you. I'll follow you. I'll serve you. You're not really seeking the kingdom of God. You woke up for yourself. You woke up to live in the flesh. You woke up to follow the culture. The culture is actually Satan's kingdom. 2 Corinthians 4:4. There's two kingdoms. The kingdom of God in Christ. And then there's the kingdom of Satan, which is this culture and this world. The churches and the culture are locked into Satan's grip. They're lying to you. They're not telling you the truth. If you'd open the Holy Scriptures, if you'd test your life to the Word of God, you would see what the Bible says about the narrow path to eternal life. The Bible says, few that be that find it. Few there be that find it, Jesus said. We love to tell our neighbors that word few means a puny number of people find eternal life. Why will you find eternal life, neighbor? What are you seeking? What is the fruit that you know Jesus Christ in your life? Jesus said very clearly, we know a tree by its fruit. We got a lot of produce grown here today at the farmer's market. We see fruit of a farm. We have eggs. We have produce. What is the fruit of Christ in your life? What is the fruit that you've been born of God? What is the fruit that the Holy Spirit of truth is working in your life? In John 15, Jesus talked about that unless you bear much fruit, you'll be cut off. Those that don't bear fruit are cut off and thrown away into the fire. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. But in him, with him, for him, you can do all kinds of things. So test yourself to the Word of God. Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap, neighbor. Turn and repent and seek the kingdom of God. You gentlemen know how to find eternal life. Jesus is the only way. You must repent and come out. What's the problem, officer?
Well, we're getting calls here, and people are complaining that you're being a little loud and that you're yelling. And
I'm lifting up my voice. I'm not yelling, and I'm on a First Amendment sidewalk.
There's a difference between being First Amendment and disturbing the peace.
I'm not disturbing the peace. Do you have a decibel law in this town?
I don't. We're not going to get any kind of arguments.
No, do you have a decibel law? You're asking me about my volume. What if I preach like this? This is what I've been preaching. Jesus Christ makes the narrow way. Repent and seek the kingdom of God. That's what I'm doing today. Are you going to stop me from doing that on a First Amendment sidewalk?
Well, I am going to let you know if you're being disorderly and you're causing people distress.
Not distress? How am I causing them distress?
Because they're calling here and they're advising you're yelling at them.
I'm not yelling, sir. I have it all on audio and on body cam.
Yeah, I see that.
You're lying. I did not yell at anyone.
I was called here.
Did you just hear me yell at you? He just said I'm yelling at people.
He said that's what we were calling.
Okay, so here's what I would do, officers. We appreciate you. I would say go investigate the people that called you. Go talk to them. Bring me video of me yelling at anyone.
So I talked to him. I said we can't make you leave the sidewalk.
Bring me video of me yelling. He just said I'm yelling.
I told you what I was called here for.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you. I'm not yelling at anyone.
I told him that we can't make you leave the sidewalk. We can't make you stop protesting or...
We're not protesting, we're preaching the gospel.
You're doing your First Amendment rights.
Let me give this to you, and this matters. This is about my First Amendment rights. This paper gives me my right to now I'm going to walk away, and I no longer want to engage law officers. Would you like the gospel to eternal life, how to find eternal life? I'll talk to you about that.
No, we're
Would you like the gospel? I have a gospel card for you.
People are just trying to enjoy their farm.
And I'm just trying to preach the gospel. Here's the gospel to eternal life.
I don't need
that. Okay, so I'm going to go back preaching, and neither my wife nor my brother want any more contact with law officers.
If you're being disorderly...
I'm not being disorderly.
Well, then you will have contact with us.
I'm not being disorderly.
You don't run the show here.
I just showed you First Amendment rights. I just showed you. My talking right here, is this disorderly?
No, you're being...
There you go. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to preach Jesus Christ on the sidewalk. And I don't appreciate law officers that come and try to interfere with my First Amendment rights for just speaking on a sidewalk.
You can have your own opinion to appreciate what you
it's
want.
It's not opinion, sir. It's a law.
We're going to leave.
It's a law. And they can call you all day long. You better come back with evidence I've broken the law. Otherwise, I don't want any more contact with law officers.
If you have contact with us, you'll have contact with us.
I don't have to talk to you, sir. I don't have to talk to you.
Have a good day.
You know the law says I don't have to talk to you?
You're here talking to me, though, aren't you?
I'm going to turn away, and unless you come, when you make any more contact, I better have broken the law.
Have a good day.
You're not the law.
I thought you were done talking to me.
You're not the law. You represent the law.
Have a good day.
Repent. You're going to lose your souls.
Have a good day.
We love you. So that's an example of overbearing police officers coming on a First Amendment sidewalk telling me that I can't preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, that they don't like it. We're lifting up Jesus today. Unless you turn and repent, you have no hope of eternal life to come, neighbor. Jesus came into the world and shed his blood, and he made the narrow way. If you're not seeking after the kingdom of God, you have no hope of eternal life. These police officers are not the law. They represent the law. And they cannot tell us to move from a public sidewalk in America. It's a free speech place still. Disturbing the peace, talking on a sidewalk? We can't be serious. We love them and we hope they repent, but we cannot be run off from sidewalks in a free speech place just talking about Jesus Christ, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, his shed blood, his death, burial, and resurrection for the newness of life. We are not going to stop preaching on a public sidewalk. They can arrest me this day for talking about Jesus Christ. My sister, my brother are here. There's no disturbing the peace. There's lifting up our voices to talk about Jesus Christ, calling our neighbors to repentance, calling out the false church systems that deceive. It's loving to come and stand for Christ in this dark world. It's loving to lift up our voices and talk about the gospel. 1 Corinthians 1:18 says, the cross, the stake of Jesus Christ, is foolishness to them who are perishing. But to us being saved, oh, it's the power of God. It's the truth of God. It's the word of God. It's the evidence of God. So just like in the Bible days, we'll talk about that on the next audio.